Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk a little bit about events coming up at the Fine Arts Sitka Fine Arts Camp is Rhiannon and Roger. Good morning.
Good morning,
Good
Holly.
Morning.
I wanted to be sure to say Sitka because I imagine there are other fine arts camps across the country.
There's only one Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
Not as fine as ours, right? Exactly. First of all, you have a performer coming into town, Grace Kelly. Rhiannon, maybe you could tell us a little bit about her.
Sure. Grace is an up-and-coming star of the jazz community. She's 20 years old and has done some incredible things already. She played with the Boston Pops when she was 14 years old. She's received accolades from some of the jazz community's most famous and respected musicians like Wynton Marsalis. She played at Obama's inauguration, and she's made some incredible CDs with incredible musicians. So it's really going to be a treat to have her in Sitka, kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
This is some pretty high-profile gigs. What does she do in the jazz world? Is she a vocalist, a musician?
She plays the saxophone, but she also sings. She composes, she arranges, she plays piano, so she does everything. So it's going to be a really dynamic and amazing concert.
And when is this concert?
It's on Saturday at 7 p.m. In the Performing Arts Center at the high school.
And how are we so lucky to connect with her? Do we know her agent or Roger? How do you find such talent?
Linda Rosenthal is a friend of mine, and she was bringing Grace Kelly and her quintet to the Juno Jazz and Classics series. And Linda calls me whenever she has an act that she thinks is really great and we should bring it to Sitka. So I remember she called me in the early fall. Early fall, I think, if not before then, and said, you know, you should grab this one because we probably won't be able to afford to bring her back to Alaska again. She really is an uprising star. She's been featured on CNN and NPR and, you know, major media organizations and, you know, is just a really high-profile artist right now.
That happens, that we there's some sort of formula with the Sitka Jazz Fest mm-hmm. where people come up here and then the next year they win a Grammy.
Yes, exactly.
So who knows what's going to happen to Grace Kelly's career, because all you have to do is land in Sitka.
Exactly.
For performance.
Yeah, I think we'll get that reputation soon enough, and pretty soon it won't be, you know, we're getting them on their rise. They'll be coming down and they'll be thinking, I've got to come to Sitka to see if I can, you know, recover my career with a Grammy.
No. Let's not think that we're like the state fair circuit. I think I like the arrangement we have right now.
And so, she's got a quintet, too, which I just mentioned, which I think is fantastic. So it's going to have a trumpet, guitar, bass, help me out on the instruments here.
Drums
of course, mm-hmm. Yes.
Fantastic. And so that's Saturday, May 18th, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. How much are tickets?
They're $15 for students and $20 general admission.
Sounds like a bargain mm-hmm. for the talent that we're getting. So will Grace Kelly be around at all for the Fine Arts Camp this summer?
No, she's just in, comes in Saturday morning and leaves Sunday morning.
Because
so,
she's a busy lady.
She's a busy lady. She's just got back from Europe, and I don't know where she's heading next, but yeah.
And you're a busy man because you it's not busy enough having the different fine arts camps for the kids. You're also doing an adult fine arts camp.
Yeah, we had heard for years that that grown-ups, that's what I like to call them, that grown-ups wanted to do fine arts camp too. So last year we started our pilot adult fine arts camp, and 60 people signed up for that, which was great for the first year. And so we're doing it again this year, and we've got a great lineup of classes. And Rhiannon, you've been working with the different people that are coming. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, we have some really great classes this year. We took kind of a survey last year after the first camp and tried to figure out what people would be interested in taking. So we have some new classes. We're doing an Athabaskan beading class this year with Selena Alexander, who's been to camp before. And we have an animation class, which is going to be really fun. With a friend of Javier's who usually comes to camp to do our animation. And I've watched a few of his clips, and they're really Fabulous. And then we have a poetry class taught by Margaret Ross, who's from the Iowa Writers' Workshop, and she's also incredible. So, and then we have many more, which you can check out on our website at fineartscamp.org. We have all the class descriptions on there. It's going to be pretty fabulous.
We have also a theater company coming this summer called Strange Attractor, and there'll be four theater artists that'll be doing theater classes as well. So we have visual arts, we have ceramics, Athabascan beading, then in and film animation, and then we have in theater we have two different acting classes, and then. In music and dance, we have Okaija Afroso, who came last year and taught. He's from Ghana and taught Ghanaian drumming and dance, and he'll be back again this summer to do the same. He also did a concert in the fall for us, and so you know, there's just let's say theater, theater, dance, movement, music, visual arts, writing.
So you get to be the whole person. You feed the mind, body, and soul with all of these classes. Is this a traditional camp? Like, I need to take a week off from work to do three or four classes a day?
That's a great question, and no, not yet. right now what we're doing is the classes are in the early evening and later evening. So we do two sections of classes. As the program grows, we'd like to see it evolve so that it is a time and place for people to stop what they're doing and take a week off. We see that with our students. It just literally changes their lives, and there's no reason why, you know, when you're 40 or 30 or 20, that you shouldn't also stop what you're doing. And what makes a camp really unique as a learning opportunity or, you know, is that it what a camp means is just that, is that you know, you take a break from all the sort of pressures and you know, gerbil cage race that we're on, and you just stop and you focus on yourself and the people around you. And that's why it's so powerful for our students, and we see the adult camp evolving to being a time where you know, people who are older than 18 do the same thing our students do and have the exact same benefit. So not only grow as artists and use art as a sort of force for being, you know, a better human, but to just stop for a little bit and focus where you are on yourself and the people around you.
And learn to do scary new things.
Exactly. That is the fine arts camp.
And how long is the adult fine art camp?
It's 5 days.
5 days.
Yeah, and 5 evenings.
And when does this happen?
June 10th to the 14th.
Oh, so people need to sign up now.
Yeah,
we actually have a month of May special for Hames Center members. It's a 15% discount on classes. So if you sign up at the Hames Center at the front desk, you'll get 15% off the tuition fee.
Everyone likes a bargain.
Yes.
Everyone likes a bargain. And it really is a bargain, even without the discount. I mean, we're really fortunate that our instructors are willing to you know, because of Sitka, because of their desire to be in Alaska, we're able to bring really incredible people. And if people have questions about the camp and the instructors, besides our website, they can call our office, 747-3085.
And your website again is?
www.fineartscamp.org.
Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Rhiannon and Roger, telling us about the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And don't forget, also, Grace Kelly will be performing this Saturday, May 18th, 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Thanks for joining me.